Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Available spots were limited, but there might be a few still open for this Wednesday and Thursday's Kentucky Grazing School in Woodford County. Coordinator of UK's Master Grazing Program, Cody Smith.
Anyone that has sheep, goats, cattle, even horses, they are more than welcome to attend. We have a registration fee, and we'll take the first 45, but it's a great opportunity for producers to come out and learn more about better utilizing the forages and different types of grasses that are available in Kentucky and kind of maximizing their farming operation.
Smith says some of this is basic stuff, but done well, it means a better bottom line.
For instance, in the summer, we all know that fescue kind of goes into a summer slump. So we talk about different types of summer annuals and perennials that producers can plant now, and then we'll provide a good quality forage during the summer months where fescue is struggling and isn't regrowing near as quickly as it does in the spring and fall.
Another topic covered this week is rotational grazing, moving livestock from field to field for more efficient use of pasture.
With rotational grazing, obviously the more moves you can make a week, the better. Allow the grass to regrow, making sure that your paddock sizes are the right size for your stocking density.
There is a $50 registration fee. Your county extension office will have details. We'll be right back. Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney.
I'd like to encourage every Kentuckian to get out and vote in the May 19th primary. It's the most important thing you can do for yourself on that day.
He says a strong farm vote has long been a way to show elected officials that farmers are engaged in the process and that attention to their views is important for candidates.
For a farmer, there's no more important farm chore on May 19th than to make your voice heard and go to the polls and vote.
A public service message of Kentucky Farm Bureau. On moving livestock from time to time to fresher fields in a rotational grazing pattern.
We would really like producers to get to where they could do at least 2 to 3 moves per week, but it just depends on how much time you're able to spend with the farming operation.
Cody Smith says many farmers are part-time, getting to their cattle maybe once a week, and they have advice for that too. For the general public, a comment on why this all matters.
Well, Kentucky is mainly a grazing state. We don't see a lot of feedlots here in Kentucky, so our forages are primarily our main source of nutrition for our animals. It's relatively a cheap source of nutrition, and if we can better manage our forages, our grasses, we can lower our costs and still keep production at a maximum level.
Activities in Woodford County this Wednesday and Thursday start at 7:30, running the whole day through 5:30. Complete registration fee and program details at county extension offices. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.